time. Who's hungry? Chica and Evan in the morning on Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel, K94.5.
I don't mean to sound the alarm, but millennials, unite. The chili cheese burrito has made its triumphant return on Taco Bell's decades menu.
Hold on. You were just trying to tell me. Yeah, no. If you don't think I've been a loyal Taco Bell boy since day one when I was like at least three, one of my earliest memories is being a small toddler and getting a Wow Wow Wubsy book from Taco Bell with my kid's meal. All right? I'm a Taco Bell real one. I know what the chili cheese burrito is. I was only like 4 or 5 years old when I had it, but I remember it. All right?
Okay. Oh, wow. Are you okay?
Put some respect on my name, all right?
You know what? I would like to publicly apologize. I am so sorry that I was so negligent. And
I am excited, though. But let's be real. This is awesome to see. I love that they do this decades menu thing every once in a while. Bring back something cool. It still makes me mad that they took it all away.
Well, if it were up to you, though, is there one item right now
easy,
that you're...
Easy. Quesaritos need to come back. They brought them back like once for a little bit.
Oh, my God. You're right.
But they took them off the menu. Like, that was when they first took all the things off the menu years ago.
I forgot about those. I'm not going to lie. Up until right now.
I forgot about them, too, because I remember they took them off the menu, and then they still had them available, like, only if you ordered online. And then I guess they took them off from online because I just went and was like, oh, I haven't had a quesarito in forever. I should get one.
That's not fair, though. I'm that person, Evan. If you can make me got to scan a QR code to order, you got to make me go.
K94.5, Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel. What's up? We're Chica and Evan in the morning.
Cardi B and Bestie Bailey are living in a parallel universe.
Okay.
Let me just run this. I got some points I'd like to make. And you guys tell me if I'm losing my mind.
Let's play true or false.
Okay, true or false. Okay, let's do it that way. Cardi B was scared to tell her parents that she was pregnant. And so was Bailey.
True.
Cardi B.
You're not going to tell us if it was true or not?
It's true.
Oh, okay.
Cardi B. Yeah, thank you. Cardi B and Bestie Bailey both fell in love with football players.
True.
All right. Yes. Cardi B and Bestie Bailey both left marriages and quickly fell in love with a football player.
True.
Okay.
And Cardi B and Bestie Bailey were definitely not planning on having the babies.
True.
Okay. Yeah. I'm just saying there's a lot of things over here, but what cracks me up, Bestie Bailey, you and Cardi B are like a year or two apart. Grown women, both scared to tell their parents that they were pregnant. For real, Bestie Bailey, let's break it down. Why? Because nobody asked Cardi B, like, why are you so scared of telling your parents, right?
Right.
She was just like, oh, I wanted to close some deals, but like, no, for real. Why were you scared of telling your parents?
They're going to know I do the dishes.
Bruh, if you... Stop it.
No, they do.
Okay, come on. Like, that is true, though. Whenever somebody's like, we're trying, and you hear they're trying for a baby, and we all, like, are thinking it, like...
Even when I was married, I was petrified to tell my mother if I were ever to be pregnant.
You're like over 30 now, right? You're an adult.
Relax, I just turned 30.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, like, this baby was a huge surprise.
Big blessing.
Yes, exactly. And I was, because you and I had talked before.
Right.
So that's why, by the way, Evan, I was one of the first calls she made to say, hey,
I remember.
Pregnant.
Don't call her. I'm on the bathroom floor crying. She's laughing.
Well, because I...
That sounds about
right. Don't ever look at me in a serious situation, one. Don't take me to a funeral because we're going to laugh and we're going to have a good time. Like, I'm the worst. Okay, but you... I remember talking to you. You're like, yeah, I can't get pregnant. Like, you...
I really thought I couldn't. I thought I was going to... I was like... When I say I was floored, I was floored.
You were on the floor.
I was on the floor floored.
But, guys, I'm just saying, like... As Cardi B is doing this interview, I'm literally like, Bestie Bailey.
Also, me and Cardi B haven't changed our lifestyles a whole lot either.
That's true.
So when are you going to drop your album?
actually, I might be becoming a tennis pro soon.
Before I have
the baby.
Okay. Well, we were just singing Natasha Bedingfield. I think we do have a career.
Do that too.
Evan, our singing, me being the backup dancer, what do you think?
As long as I'm doing backup vocals, I'm all in.
Bad Boy Records, hit us up.
Anyway, guys, if you end up pregnant, let's just leave it at this. If you end up getting pregnant as a grown adult, I think it's normal for everybody to be petrified to tell their parents, right?
Yes.
Okay, cool. We're just going to normalize that.
K94.5, Freeport Bossier's number one hit music channel. We are Chica and Evan in the morning, and we want you to feel good with us because it's time to feel good on the 50.
That's right. Sometimes you wake up and let's just be real. Sometimes we don't have it. Some mornings it's just the struggle bus. So
it's rough sometimes, man.
Yeah. So we decided, why don't we just hyper focus and celebrate all the good?
Yes.
Anything that you may think, okay, maybe that was pointless. My favorite one was I got an extra chicken nugget in my
was awesome. And someone got a hash brown one time and they didn't order one. Like,
oh yeah.
Awesome.
So, and you're like, wait, that's so simple. Yes. It's just the simple stuff that makes us happy.
We want to celebrate you, not just the feel-good moments, but you and the good things happening to you. So call in, let us know all the good stuff, 800-9436. Melissa in Shreveport, what's making you feel good today?
Hi, I just adopted my own little kitten from Port City Cat Rescue. Aww. I named him Muffin. He's so cute. I just love him, and I'm just so happy.
They have the cutest kittens over there. I don't know where they find them, but they're just so adorable when I see them posted up on Facebook.
Can we talk about the cute one that looked like Post Malone? Sorry, we rescued a kitten one time and named him Post Malone because he would not stop meowing on the microphone. It was the cutest. Bonus points if you send us a picture. Can you please, though? Yeah, send us pictures inside the K94.5 app so we could obsess.
Absolutely, definitely.
Got something to say? Call Chica and Evan now. 800-90. Waking up with Chica and Evan in the morning on K94.5.
It's time for three things you need to know before you go.
One.
Did you know that $1,000 feeling is just a code away? All right, so you're sitting here going, man, this weekend really did a number on my wallet. And we're looking at you going,
me too.
Well, why haven't you downloaded the free K94.5 app? It's free money. The $1,000 deposit presented by Greg Tilly's Manufactured Housing. Here's how it works. 8 o'clock, we drop a code. And then another one at 9. And then another one at 10. And we keep doing it at the top
11,
of the hour.
12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, until 5.
All the way till 5. Yeah. Thank you. But point is, it's your chance. Every single time you hear a code, you're that much closer to your $1,000 deposit. So download the free K94.5 app right now.
There's a little button on the K94.5 app. It says win cash. It's got all the details right under that button. Tom Holland was injured during the filming of Spider-Man Brand New Day. Apparently, they were filming on set. It's not even clear if it was a stunt or just a normal scene.
I was going to say, can we see the stunt?
Yeah, he was concussed and has been sent to a hospital and is now on break from filming and is set to return in a few days. But it's expected to delay the movie by at least a little bit, which we've been waiting for this movie for like 4 years now.
I was going to say, this one's been
on another delay.
Do you think that this is going to delay it by as much as a year, though? Or
no,
do you think we're looking at a couple
of
months?
It'll only be a couple of days, anything, just a couple of weeks.
Okay, nice. He just needs a little R&R, little Zendaya action. Just hang out, guys. Yeah. Go to Turks and Caicos, come back and start filming.
Three.
So, singer David, you've been seeing it in the headlines.
Yeah.
D4VD, that's David. He has officially canceled his world tour as cops are investigating the murder of a 14-year-old Celeste Rivas Hernandez, who was found in the trunk of his Tesla.
Yeah.
Now,
a lot of people at first saying, like, hey, you know what? We don't know all the details. I've been saying from the start he did it.
Okay,
and
that's
it's
where
looking
you and
more
I,
and more and more.
That's where you and I got to arguing. Was it Friday you and I were talking about this?
Yep.
Can we, let's do this throughout the show, okay? Let's start collecting piece by piece what we have.
Okay.
I'm serious.
Present our cases.
Exactly.
Defense,
are you down?
Prosecution, I am so down.
But if you have gone down like the internet, like, let's just be real, there's rabbit holes.
what you've seen on TikTok, what you've seen out there, would you share it with us inside the free K94.5 app? We're going to make heads and tails out of this whole situation.
All right, it's time for someone to sit on the big couch. Woo-hoo! Group therapy with Chica and Evan in the morning on K94.5.
Good morning, Frank. Thank you for joining us. Tell us, what do you need advice on this morning?
I'm going to keep my language short and simple and sweet because I'm pretty friggin' mad about this. And I want to use words I'm not allowed to say on the radio. But
okay, thank you.
I work with some guys who like to play pranks on each other. And I made the mistake of leaving my phone unlocked in front of the guys on the desk.
Oh, I'm sure that led to something great. Let me guess, they grabbed your phone, deleted all your apps, changed all your contacts, you know, pull a prank on you like
that? They decided they wanted to sign me up for a dating app, which, funny prank, one, I'm already married, so, you know, But, they didn't sign me up for any dating app. They signed me up for Grindr, which, if you don't know, it's a gay dating app.
Yeah,
it is. I'm not gay.
Okay.
Never have been gay. Don't have a problem with the gays.
We believe you.
Gay. Would have been a funny prank seeing Grindr downloaded on my phone.
Oh, no.
But I did not see Grindr downloaded on my
phone. Oh, no. Oh, no. Was it your wife?
My wife was the person who saw Grindr downloaded on my phone when I got home from work.
Frank.
Next thing I know, she's packed my bags, threw it out on my truck, and she said, come back when you stop kissing boys. I want to reiterate, dude, I'm not actually gay, and I don't have a problem with the gays.
Yeah.
I don't think my wife has a problem with the gays.
My
point is, how can I convince my wife that I might not be gay? I'm not gay. You get my point. I need to go home to my wife and I want to sleep in a bed, my own bed, okay? How can I convince her I'm not cheating on her with boys?
Shoot. Yeah. Okay, so let's get some advice. Hold on. We have advice. I swear we do. Somebody out there, it's happened to them. 800-9436. Hit us up inside the free K94.5 app now.
Got some advice?
Let's get it.
Message Chica and Evan inside the free K94.5 app or call 800.
It's your wedding at the Weather Channel.
All right, it's time for someone to sit on the big couch. Woo-hoo! Group therapy with Chica and Evan in the morning on K94.5.
We've got Frank on the big couch for group therapy this morning. He has some nice work guys who love to play pranks on each other.
These are horrible. This is not funny. Let me just put it. Okay, here's what happened.
It would have been funny if it went the way they wanted it to.
Frank left his phone open at work. Some of the dudes went in, obviously knew his password, downloaded Grindr.
Well, he left it open. They didn't even know his password. He left it open. They downloaded Grindr, so he would open his phone and go, oh, wait, why do I have Grindr? I'm not getting... Oh, it's my. They download. It's a prank, and then delete it. But that's not what happened.
No, he ends up going home. Wife ends up finding Grindr, flips out, kicks him out. And you know what? Before we start hating on his wife, I have been there before, where you're just like, no, you're not going to embarrass.
Just real quick, it's not homophobic to find out that the person you thought was in love with you actually loves men. Like that's.
It's still gonna hurt. Yeah. I don't care. No, that's. Absolutely. Like, it is, it hurts either
way. But Hank doesn't actually love men.
Hank
wants to be able to explain to his wife, hey, honey, look, it was just a prank. And he's at a loss. He doesn't know how to explain to her because she's mad. She's furious. Packed his bags, threw him out. Xavier and Shreveport, your advice in group therapy this morning?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. Unpopular opinion, brushy threw you out. And you do have Grindr on your phone. So why don't you just accept your new life? Accept your new life. Why would your friends think it's cool to put Grindr on your phone unless you've given them clues?
Sarah in Shreveport, your advice in group therapy.
Okay, so this is a really tough one because you can't play with Grindr these days in people's phones. So I think as you will should call your work friends and make them confess. Mm. Also, just show your wife that there are no messages and there's no transactions or anything on the account. How about that?
I guess that makes a lot of sense. That's actually really easy.
That's the main thing, right? There's no activity on it. So, you know, with those two together, you should be okay and get new friends.
All right, Frank, you've had a lot of advice thrown your way. What direction are we going in? How are we going to resolve this and get you back home?
Well, I was listening to the advice. The one person who suggested check the app and see if I've got no messages so I could show her that I wasn't using the app and that It was just a prank, you know. Well, I deleted the app already, but the problem is I don't know the email that my boys used to, you know, make that account, so I can't get back into it. I don't know how I'm going to show that to her, but I think at this point I'm just going to give her my heart and try to explain it to her, maybe take her out on a nice date, because I'm at a loss, and I'm going to explain it to her best I can, but thank you for all your help this morning.
K94.5, Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel. We are Chica and Evan in the morning, and it's time to feel good on the 50. Chica,
with
take it away.
A celebrity guest, the Honorable, ladies and gentlemen, please keep your seats, because you were not going to stand up for this one, but we love you anyway. Shreveport Mayor Tom Arsenault. Woo! The crowd goes wild.
Hey, are you really going to rappel down a building?
I am. 15 stories.
What is wrong with you? Okay, so
Hold on, fill me in. Yeah.
Okay, so we're doing this crazy over the edge fundraiser here in town, mm-hmm. right? And I get word of it, and somebody said, the article says, even the mayor's doing it. And I was like, no, he isn't. And it has been confirmed that you guys are going to be downtown.
Yep.
And we're rappelling. Obviously, it's for a great cause.
It's for a great cause. And by the way, I'm raising money. So when you go to the website, you can contribute to my rappelling.
Okay.
Hopefully, lots of people will be excited. Some for good reasons,
Sweet.
Some for not so good reasons.
The Fuller Center for Housing of Northwest Louisiana teaming up with Shreveport Common to host Over the Edge. Here's the best part. It's a one-of-a-kind thrilling fundraiser. Mm-hmm. And I feel if our mayor is stepping up to do it, I feel like one of us should do it. And
congratulations.
Crazy.
I'm so glad you're willing to.
Oh,
no. Anyway. I think I've got like a family thing maybe around.
No, I'm busy that day. Anyway, listen, here's the deal. If you want to get more info, you want to donate towards Evans or towards our very own mayor's, K945.com. Are you scared of heights at all? Or is this?
I'm sure I'll be a little exhilarated, and I'm sure the adrenaline will be pumping, but I'm not particularly scared of heights. But looking over the edge of a 15-story building, probably give me a little trepidation.
Courage
is not the lack of fear.
Okay.
It is doing something in the face of fear. So I have to summon all my courage.
Okay, well,
for that event on October 3rd.
Okay.
The event is the 3rd and 4th.
Uh-huh.
I'm going over the edge on the 3rd.
Oh, God. See, I'm freaking out right now just thinking about it. Like, my palms are sweaty. Like, I'm going to be there to cheer you on, guys.
I thought you said you were out of town. What changed?
Okay, shut up, Evan. Gosh, darn it, Evan. All right.
Find more details inside your K94.5 app.
Chica and Evan in the morning.
K94.5, Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel. What's up? We're Chica and Evan in the morning. So, David, D4VD, if that name sounds or looks familiar to you, you've probably been online within the past month, really. So he's a musician who's become really popular on TikTok in the last few years, but he's really infamous now because police have just discovered a decomposed body of a 15-year-old girl in his car.
Here's the crazy part for me. Mm-hmm. She'd been missing since she was 13.
Yeah, missing for over a year and a half. Insane.
That is crazy to me. So you're saying that new things, just developments happened over the weekend?
Here. Let me run down the full story as fast as I can. So,
okay.
David Anthony Burke. David was dating a girl named Celeste. This is according to her mother, one of her school teachers,
right.
Her friends. They were dating. He was 18 at the time. She was at least 13, 14. Yeah, so a little weird there. Well, about a month ago, they found her dead inside a Tesla that had been impounded and taken to a police lot after it had sat in the heat for a month sitting on a city street. Police confirmed that the vehicle was registered to David Anthony Burke, and inside was the dismembered body of a 15-year-old Celeste, covered in plastic bags. She had been missing since 2024 when they first met.
Bruh.
David was 17 at least. She was 13.
Bruh.
Yeah. At least two people have reported that they are aware of the relationship that they had leading into it. But one of them is the teacher who said, like, yeah, we knew about it. She ran away at one point. And when we got her back, we told her, like, hey, you know, this guy's not a good idea for you to be around.
So I guess my question is, he canceled. Now, yeah. I'm seeing a lot of stuff, so you got to tell me what's right and what's wrong.
For a little while now, they'll just add this. When this started, a lot of people were like, hey, we don't know all the details yet. Don't point any fingers yet. I'm having a hard time not pointing fingers because he just dropped all of his tour dates. I get it. If they may have been dating, there's still a chance it's not him. Everything points to he had something to do with this, or he knows about it, especially with him. He just canceled all of his world tour dates.
Well, and I'm sure that came from the top, right? Going, hey, man, until you get this figured out. I did see some crazy stats where his music has, like, jumped up in streaming to the tune of, like, 70%.
So part of that is he has a song called Romantic Homicide, which came out a year before any of this had ever happened. But it's making a lot of people say, hey,
this is the song that people said is admitting that he did it, right?
Yeah. And if you just want further proof that him and Celeste had some sort of connection, she had a finger tattoo that matched his finger tattoo.
No.
It's so sad because I heard the story at first and 15-year-old girl, all that. It's already heartbreaking. Learning she was 13 when it all first started, realizing he's had time. Like, oh, my God, this is sickening.
My only request, Evan, is that you keep following this story. Because I have to, I need all the cheese, man. I need everything as it goes down. I'm telling you, I'm still hoping, holding out that it wasn't
It's not
him.
Like she was some famous celebrity, too. She was just some ordinary girl that he met through the internet. A family has lost someone now because of this guy just coming in and saying,
well,
like,
hey, we don't know. We don't know if it's him.
Yeah, okay.
We don't know if it's him.
He has some relation to it. K94.5, Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel. What's up? We're Chica and Evan in the morning.
I will never, ever mock somebody ever again if they tell me I live in a haunted building, I live in a haunted house. You know when...
okay.
You know when you go and, like, tour homes and you get this sense of, like, I'm not gonna live here.
Yeah, or like
listen to that now.
I've gone to like historic places and you're like, ooh,
this ain't good. Okay, so let me tell you, I lived downtown for a year.
Okay.
And in that year, I experienced the most haunting things possible. For example, let me spell it out for you. One night my ex and I settled in, it's a couple weeks in, and I mean, stuff is still in boxes, right?
Right, right.
And all of a sudden, in the middle of the night, it's like 11:30 at night, and we hear, you know, like that music box, like little ballerina in a music box.
Hold on. Kind of like that?
Yes!
Okay.
Okay, imagine. Hold on. Hear that.
Okay.
It's 11:30 at night.
Really?
You and your partner look over at each other. Turn your phone off. It's not my phone. It's not your phone? No. Why is that sound coming from the living room? Where's your phone? Right here.
No.
My phone's right here, too. To the point where we get up.
Was it maybe your dog, Olive, like playing with something?
Yeah, she's like, yeah, let me
play. I don't know, knock something over?
Bro, get this. Turns out it's, I have goosebumps right now talking about it. Maybe it's a sound that's sending me over the edge. Turns out it's an old phone that apparently I had taken out of a box. It had not been charged in ever.
Right, right.
Keep in mind, as soon as we find the phone, as it's going off in this creepy sound, the phone just shuts off. We look at it. And this is in addition to the lights flickering on and off. Me literally talking and me going, it's just an old building.
But if
it's not just an old building, please don't come for me. I accept you. Please come into this house.
One of two things. One that's far-fetched and probably not the real answer, but it's the most reasonable, so you don't have to be scared. And the second, which is the more funny, probably real
Tell
answer.
Tell me now.
First answer, it may have just been a static discharge if you pulled it out of the box.
It happened all the freaking time.
All the freaking time? Like it just turned on all the time and started playing the phone did?
Oh, no. I was talking about the lights flickering.
The phone, it was probably when you took it out of the box, it may have had a tiny bit of charge left and the static electricity in the air of your, I'm assuming, upstairs apartment.
I love a nerd.
Probably had enough to kickstart it just for a second.
How do you explain,
and then once you
how
pressed
do you explain,
it.
How do you explain the footsteps next to me?
That one I can't. That one was explained by the other part, which I was going to say was that there's a ghost that just really needed to make a call.
When you do stuff like that, you say stuff like that, and you minimize my Hispanic panic, I want to punch you. 894-36. Obviously want to hear from you about the most haunted places in
Shreveport. But you were downtown with, what's his name, Victor? He's protecting everyone from the demons
Vincent.
With his Nerf guns?
Vincent. Okay, that is just proof. Everybody hates on him. Guess where he hangs out? Outside my old building, outside where I lived.
Yeah.
And he sees things that we don't. He's out there protecting us with his Nerf
haters.
Guns.
We hate on you for being Vincent haters.
Oh, no, no, he's a real one. You better love on him.
He's keeping our city. Genuinely, he's a really nice guy, just going through a lot. Please be nice to him.
Yeah, me and my boy, we'd see each other often, and I'd thank him and give him cold water and be like, dude, thank you for protecting us.
My brothers used to work downtown. They used to give him, like, free food all the time.
It's our boy.
He's so nice. Seriously. Shout out, Vincent.
Okay, so obviously, while Vincent's busy keeping this building safe, there are other buildings that he's missing, right? 894-36, most haunted place.
K94.5, Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel. We are Chica and Evan in the morning, and there's one thing we love to do every single day, and that's feel good on the 50.
I'm just saying, if you ever have a day that's just not starting off right, you can't even get your freaking foot in the right shoe.
Been there.
Oh, man. You know, when you're grateful and you put goodness out into the universe, it comes back to you. So why don't you put some goodness out there? 894-36.
There's bad karma, and there's always good karma. So let's celebrate some good karma.
Ashley in Deberry. Sister girl, what is making you feel good this morning?
My sweet little girl woke up this morning, and she was just all cuddled and so sweet because sometimes when she wakes up, I never know how she's going to be.
Yeah, so they can be balls of chaos in the morning.
This morning.
You got the good one. You know what that means, right? Tonight, complete terror. I'm sorry. It's just the way it is. Go outside, look at the moon, and then justify it and be like, yeah, because it's whatever it is.
Right. Like, what planet's in retrograde at the moment? I feel like it's Mercury.
Baby, why has that not stopped all year long? I'm so traumatized. Everything in my life, we need to get that thing back on track. I don't know what we do. I'll go outside with you. We could do a little, I don't know, light a campfire. Evan, you lead us off in a chant. We just run around it. I'm ready to
I'm down for that, yeah.
Guys, I'm over here trying to fix Mercury in retrograde, and you guys are over here having
I just want s'mores. I don't want a cult.
Yeah, well, you guys are over here having a little camping trip, and I'm over here trying to fix America.